many years later in Paris. I sat in the metro, reading my newspaper. Across the aisle, a beautiful woman with dark hair and dreamy eyes. I had seen those eyes before. "Madame, don't you recognize me?" "I don't know you, sir." "In 1944, you were in Poland, in Buna, weren't you?" "Yes, but you worked in a depot, a warehouse for electrical parts." "Yes," she said, looking troubled, and then, after a moment of silence, "wait, I do remember."
"Idek the Capo, the young Jewish boy, your sweet words."
We left the metro together and sat down at a café terrace. We spent the whole evening reminiscing. Before parting, I said, "May I ask one more question?"
"I know what it is. Am I Jewish?"
"Yes, I am. From an observant family. During the occupation, I had false papers and passed as Aryan. And that was how I was assigned to a forced labor unit. When they deported me to Germany, I eluded being sent to a concentration camp. At the depot, nobody knew that I spoke German. It would have aroused suspicion."
"It was imprudent of me to say those few words to you, but I knew that you would not betray me."